Shmos Chamishi Perkimel Pasuk Kazayim. Lech, Hashem says to Moshe, Lech, go, Asafta, Esigne, Yisrael, Kugadu, the elders of the Jews, Vamarta, Alehem, Hashem, Elkei, Vasechem, Nir, Eli, Hashem, God of your fathers, appeared to me, Elkei, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakob, Limor. Hashem said the following to me, Pakod, Pakati, Aschem, I will surely remember or visit you, V'Esa, Asui, Lachem, Be Mitzrayim, and I remember that which was done in Mitzrayim. Rashi says, who are the Zakin Ezekni Yisrael Nichodim Lishiva, those that are designated to sit. I mean, there's a very few men of people. Vim Tomar Zakinim Stam, if you're going to say just any elder, Stam Zakinim, Heich Efshalo, Lassov Zakinim Shoshishim Riba, it's a lot of old people, and it's very unlikely that's what it means. Pasuk Yedzayim, Ve'omar, and I will say, Ha'ales, I will bring you up, Me Ani Mitzrayim, Al Eretz HaKanani, Vachiti, Vamori, Vaprizi, Vachivi, Vaibusi. I'll bring you to the land of the Kanani, Chiti, Amori, Prizi, Vachivis, and the Ibusis. El Eretz Zavas Chol Udvash, the land flowing of milk and honey. Pasuk Yudches. Veshamu Lekolecha, and they will hear your voice, Uvasa, and you will go, Atta, you, Vizikne Yisrael, El Melch Mitzrayim, and you and the elders will go to the king of Mitzrayim, Vamartem, Elov, and you'll say to him, Hashem, okay, Avrim, Hashem, the God of the Ivrim, the Jews, Nikra Elenu appeared to us, V'ata now, Nelcha, Na, Derech, Shalosh, remember, let us go on a 3-day journey, Bamidvar, in the desert, V'nizbachal Hashem, okay, now we will offer karbonos to Hashem, our God. Ashi, Pasuk, Yitches, V'shamu, V'kol Echol, Me'alehem, by themselves, to listen to you, Mikimon, Shatomer, Lehem, Lashem, Zeh, once you tell them the language of Tachod, you've got, V'yad, Yishmo, V'kol Echol, V'kol Echol, V'kol Echol, V'kol Echol, V'kol Echol, V'kol Shikar Simon said, must be Adam. They know the sign. Yaakov and Yosef, Shabbalachim Zeh, Haim the Golem. They'll be redeemed through this language of Pakod Yitkod. Yaakov on my lamb, Vilkin Pakod Yitkod, Ascham Hashem will be Pakod Yitkod. And Yosef on my lamb, Yosef says the same thing. Pakod Yitkod, Elkin Ascham. Elke Havriyim, Yud Yisir Ramez Le Eser Makos. Extra Yud in the word Havriyim is to signify the Eser Makos that will be done in the future. Nikra, you know, appear to us, Oshon Nikra, like a casual meeting. I will appear to you, you know, further on. Pasugitas. And I know. The king of Mitzrayim will let you go. And you won't be able to go out with a strong hand. Rashi Pasugitas. The king of Mitzrayim will not let you go out. Now, why? The Torah says v'lo biyad chazaka. So the first understanding of Rashi is that this is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning to say, in ein ani maralo yadia chazaka. Unless I, Hashem, if I don't show my strong hand, he won't let you out. Kolomar, meaning to say, in English, kol oj, ein ani modio yadia chazaka, lo'yitin eschel haloch. If I, Hashem, do not show a strong hand, power won't let you go. Lo'yitin, what does lo'yitin mean? Ketagum lo yishok, he won't let you go. Kemo alkim l'nefaticha, lo nesano l'kim l'arayit medi, t'kulm l'ashim nesinahim, all these lashonos are forms of giving or allowing. That's the first understanding. The second understanding is that the word Yad Chazaka is referring to power's hand. Lo Biyad Chazaka, for Lo B'Shul Shiyad Chazaka. Hashem is saying that power will let you out, but it's not because he has a strong hand. Because as the next passage will tell us, Kimi Az Eshalech Hasadi B'Kisi Es Mitzrayim, because once I start doing the miracles, he'll let you go out. U'mitargamina Noso V'Lo Min Kadam T'Chelef Takif. And that's exactly what Targum says. That Hashem is saying, it's the reason why he won't let you out is not because that he has a strong hand. Mishmosher of Yaakov Ben Nachum, really. This is what's told to me in the name of Yaakov Ben Nachum. Pasuk Chaf. V'shilachti asadi v'kisi es Mitzrayim. I will send my hand out, and I will hit the Mitzrayim. V'chol neflosai, v'chol my wonder that I said v'kirbo that I will do amongst in Mitzrayim. V'achrechein yishalach asham. Then he'll free you and let you go out. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'nasati eschein ha'am hazeh. Mitzrayim, and I will give the favor of this nation, the Jews, in the eyes of Mitzrayim. When you go, you won't even go out empty handed. They'll give you stuff. A woman will ask her neighbor, umigras beisa, and those who visit her house, gold and silver and clothing, and you will place them al benichem, al benosechem, and your sons and daughters beneath saltem, as Mitzrayim, you will plunder Mitzrayim. Ashi pasuk chavez bigaras beisa. What does bigaras mean? It may osa shihigara itab bebayis. Those who live with her in the house beneath saltem. What does the word in saltem mean? Kitargumo betisroki nun, and you will empty. Chain by Natsluas Mitzrayim, by Natsluas Bnei Yisrael Asad Yom, by Nun Bo Yisod. And the Nun is part of the Shoresh of Nun Sadi Lamed. Menachem Chibro B'machber Sadi, but the grammarian Menachem put it in his Sefer, he put it with the Shoresh, starting with the Tzadi. Im Vayatzel Elkemas Mikne Aviyam, Hashem removed the Mikne Aviyam. Asher Hitzil Elkem Yavinu. Now Rashi responds to Menachem's argument, and he says, "V'loyi amnu devarav." We will not believe him. He's wrong. Ki im lo haya hanun yisod. If the nun was not part of the shoresh, v'hi nekuda bechirik, and nevertheless the Torah writes this word v'nitatam bechirik under the nun, lo ti mishameshes b'loshon ufaltem a b'loshon v'nifaltem. It shouldn't be implying a language of action, as a lashon kal, rather a lashon of passivity, like nifal. Kimo v'nisachtem me'aladama v'nisati v'yado ho'oye v'nigaftem l'fnei avichem v'nitachtem v'socha v'amartem nitzalnu lashon nifalnu, we were affected. T'chol nun shihi ba b'teva l'frakim v'nofelas m'menu, and any nun which is in a letter, sometimes it falls off. K'nun shal nogeif nosei nosein nosheich. Like, for example, k'shihi midaberes b'lashon ufaltem, when you talk about actions. Tinakid b'shva b'chataf. Kigon, un sasem es oyveichem. You will present it not with a chirik, but rather with a shva under the nun. Un satem lehem es eretz agalad. Un maltem es b'sal oseichem. But here, it has a chirik. And the word chirik, and it's an action. So it doesn't sound like that the nun is separate from the shorosh, but rather it's part of the shorosh itself. Therefore, it implies, it sounds like, that the nun, that which has a chirik, shows us that it's part of the shoresh. And it's basically saying that the shoresh of this is a nun sadi lamed, which implies removal. So, this is one of like the more intense forms of grammar shoreshim, kimon dibur, kipur, limud, kshidar, beloshim, ufaltem. When you talk about in an active form, yinaked, it will be having nekudos bechirik, kemo v'dibartem elasela v'chipartem esabayis v'limatem osam esperechem, to have a chirik under that letter. Pas perik dalid pasuk al vayam Moshe vayomer. Moshe answers and says, hey, behein le'amina li, they won't believe me, vo yishma'u b'kol li, they won't listen to my voice, ki amru lo nirei lech Hashem, they'll say, it never happened, Hashem never appeared to you. Pasuk beis vayomer elav Hashem, ma ze b'yadacha, Hashem says, what's in your hand? Vayomer Matan. Moshe says, there's a staff. Rashi Pasuk Beis, Ma Zeb Yadacha, Lekach Nechtav Tevas Al Lidrosh. The Torah says, Ma Zeb, which are two words, and writes them in one word. And obviously, he teaches something. Mize Sheb Yadacha Atachav Lukos. From that which is in your hand, you are chayv to get malchus, to be lashed, Shechashata Bikshir. Because you suspect people who you don't think they were not suspected to be bad. That's the drash. Upshuta, with a simple understanding. Ka'adam shomel chaveru. Mode ata shezol ufanacha. Ebony is like a person saying, do you know that this is a stone in front of you? Omer lo hen. He says, yes, but omer lo. Then he responds. Harini osa osa eight. I will make that thing, which you think is a stone, into a rock. So he's trying to clarify the reality before he changes it. Pasuk gemo. Vayomer hashalcheini Lichehu Arza, send it to the ground. Vayash Lichehu Arza, and Moshe sent it to the ground. Vayachash became a snake. Vayonas Moshe Mipanov, and Moshe ran away from it. Rashi Pasagilah, Vahila Nachash, Ramaz Lo Shisiper Lashon Hara al Yisrael. Ramar Lo Yaminuli. From the fact that Moshe said, Lo Yaminuli, they would choose one trust, and that's the Lashon Hara, and Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for that. The Tafas Umnasal Shonachash, and he took the craftsmanship of the Nachash who spoke Lashon Hara. Send your hand and touch the tail of that snake. And he sent his hand by Achazakbo, and he grabbed it. And it became a staff in his palm. Rashi says, what does the word chazik refer to? Lashon achizu means grab. Hadavuk lebeiz lashon achizahu. Anytime it has the word chizuk be holding in, it just means or keeping strong in. It means grabbing. Pasuk hey, laman yaminu This is in order that they should believe Ki nira elecha Hashem elkei avsam, that Hashem appeared to Moshe elkei Avram elkei Yitzchak elkei Yaakov, who was the God of the fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pasuk vav, Vayomer Hashem lo od. Hashem said to Moshe, saying again, more, Havei na yadecha b'chekecha, put your hand in your shirt. Vayavei yado b'cheko, and Moshe brought his hand into his shirt. Vayotzi'a, and he took out his hand. V'nei yado mitzaras kashalak, and his hand was leprous like snow. Rashi pasuk vav, mitzaras kashalak, yaderef mitzaras zos levana. Mitzaras is generally white. The imba haris levana, he as the Torah says, it's white. Af ba'of zeh ramazol shloshan hara, Sifra bar amro lo yaminu li fika chakea b'tzaras, k'mo shalak sa miriam al lashon hara. Again, this is another siman that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke lashon hara, therefore he had to have his punishment. Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer, and Hashem says, Hashev yadacha el chakecha, return your hand to your shirt, Vayashev yado el chako, and he returns his hand to his shirt, Vayotzi'a min chako, and he takes his hand out, V'nei shava kivsaro, the hand returns to look like flesh. Mikan, from this pasuk, we see Shemidah Tov Maharis Lavom Yemidah Peronius. The good always comes quicker than the bad. Shari Brishon Alonamar Mechako. When Moshe got inflicted with Tsaras, it doesn't say that the Tsaras came right away when it was from his shirt. However, when Moshe gets healed, he gets healed Mechako when he just puts his hand inside his shirt. If they don't believe you, and they don't believe you in the first os, and they'll believe you in the second os. Rashi says, "V'minu l'kol os ha'achron mishatomer lehem bishvilchem v'kisi ashusi parati alichem lashon hara yaminu l'cha." Once you tell them that you're inflicted punishment because you told lashon hara against them, they'll trust you. Shekvar lam tu bekach shehamizdaz davgin lahara. Lehem lokim benogim. They'll believe you because they know that any time a person tries to, attack the Jews, they'll get hit with negam with the tzaras. Come par bavi melech bishul sara. Pasuk tes v'hayayim lo yaminu gam l'shnei ha'osos ha'ilef. They don't trust you after these two osos. V'lo yishma l'shmon l'kolecha. They won't listen to your voice. V'lo kachto mimei hayor. Take from the water of the river, the Nile. V'shafachto b'yabash and pour it onto the land. And that blood, that water that will turn to blood on the dry land. Rashi says in Pasuk Tes, Lakachta mimei hayor. Ramaz lahem shemaka rishona nifra me'elu husam. The first maka will attack their deity, Perish. Kesh baruch lo nifra mina umos, nifra me'elu husam. The first attacks the deity, Hashem attacks their deity first. Shahi ovdim lenailus hamichai osam vafacht ham lara odam. So because the Egyptians served the Nile, and then Hashem is going to turn into blood. If you look at the pasuk, it says the word v'hayu twice. Number one, that it'll turn the water that you take to from the Nile, and it'll become blood. So what's the double language? So if it just said, and the water that you take will become blood on the dry land, when it hits the ground, it'll stay as blood. But now that the extra language of Vahayu is going to tell us the following. It only will turn blood once it hits the ground, but not before that. And that's a greater sign. Moshe says to Hashem, be Hashem, please Hashem. Lo ish dvar manochi, I'm not a man of words. Gam etmol, gam shoshom, gam yoz, dabercha, abdecha. Not yesterday. Not two days before, not from before when you spoke to me. I am hard of speech and have a heavy tongue, and I'm not unable to speak. Rashi pasuk yud gamet mo. We manu shekol shiva yamim hakadosh baruch hu mefatas Moshe b'sneh v'lech b'shluchuso. Hashem was trying to convince Moshe for 7 days with a sneh to make him do this shlichus. Mitmoshe shami az davercha. So that's three words. Those are implying 3 days. Shlosha gamim ribuimim. And it says the gam 3 times. Hari shisha, that's 6. Uhoy ome biyom hashvi. And now it's the 7th day. Kshamar lo zos od. Shlachna biyat shlach. Hashem says, go and send. Please go. Achachara So Moshe says he doesn't want to go, and Hashem is angry at him, and Moshe accepts it. Why did Moshe accept it? He didn't want to take the leadership position before his son, his brother, Aaron, who was greater, but Navi, and he was Navi, Shnemar, Halo, Aaron, Chicha, Halevi, Vo, Nemar, Le'ili, HaKoin, Haneglo, Neglisi, Al-Beis, Avicha, Yosem, Be'Mitzrayim, Hu, Aaron, which is a reference to Aaron, Ha'Nevu, Avachin, Ivada, Lechem, the Eres Mitzrayim, which is referring to Aaron also, Vo, Omar, Alechem, Ishikutze, Inel, Hishlichu, Vo, Osem, Nevu, Aaron, Nemar, this was said about Aaron. Kvar Peh, Bechvedus, Ani, Medaber, I speak very heavily, Laz, Belob. Pasuk, Yud, Aleph. Vayom Hashem Elav, Hashem says to Moshe, Nisam Pelad, who places a mouth to a person, or Mi Yisam Ilim, or who makes someone unable to speak, or Cherish, or unable to hear, or is able to see, or either or unable to see. Halanoch Hashem, isn't it Mi Hashem? Says Rashi Pasuk Yedal, Nisam Pe, Mi Li Mercha, Ledaber, Kisha Yisi Nidon, Lefi Parom Al HaMitzri. Who taught you, this is a reference to Moshe's past, who taught you to speak when you were being judged before Paro about killing the Mitzri? Umi Yasum Ilim. Mi Asa Paro Ilim. Who made Paro unable to speak? Shol Nisamit B'mitzas Harigecha. Who was unable to make you, enforce the commandment to kill you? Ves Mishrasav Harishim. And people who were serving Paro to be a deaf. Shol Shalom B'tzavos Olav. They didn't hear the commandment. Olis Pakor Latin Harorgim. And next Kushners who were executing you. Mi Asum Iverim Sholi Re'uk Shebarachta Min Habima V'nimata. When you ran away from the platform and you escaped. Hello, Anochi. Sheshimi Hashem, Asisi Zos. Isn't I whose name is Hashem have done this? Also, if you would say, Atalich, go now. Anochi, Impicha, I'll be with your mouth. Baresi, Asher, Tedaber, and I will guide you what to say. Pasuk Yigimel, Vayomer, Mi Adoni, please Hashem, Shlach, not Biat Shlach. Please do not send me. Rashi's Biat Shlach, Biat Mi, Shat, regular Shlach. Don't send me, send. The one who you normally send, the who Aharon, that is Aaron. Over Acher, Rashi continues, the Yad Acher Shetirtzah L'Shloach, you someone else that you should send, Shein Sofi Lihi Kansim L'Aretz. I won't be able to go in the entire Tisra of Elios Kolem L'Asid, V'Yesh L'Chos Shluchim Harbe, and there are many Shluchim who can do the job instead of me. Look, Yud Dalet V'Yicharach Hashem Big Moshe. Hashem was very upset at Moshe. V'Yomer Halo Aaron Achicha Halevi. Isn't the brother, your brother Aaron, who's a Levi, who I know, that he's able to speak? And he's going to call, go out and greet you, V'racha, and I'll see you, V'smach B'liba, and I'll be very happy to see you. Rashi Pasuk Yedalad. Rashi says, Kol Charan Ash B'Torah, anytime it says Charaf in the Torah, Nemar Baroshim, there's a lasting effect by that anger. Any effect or any onus that Moshe had because of this anger. We found a consequence because of this anger. As the Pasuk said, he was going to become a Levi for local. And the kahuna was going to go to you, Moshe. Now it's the opposite. He's going to be the Kohen, you're going to be Levi. Shemra Moshe ish ha'akim banav yikru al sheva Levi. The Pasuk says it's going to be that Moshe's will be, children will be followed as sheva Levi, not as the Kohen. And the Rashi continues, v'nehu yotzi lekrasach, kishtel chumisrayim, when you go to Mitzrayim, Aaron will greet you, v'ra'acha v'smach b'libo, and he'll be very happy to see you, lo kishata sovor, shehi makbir lacha, shata ola l'gdula. I don't think that you think that he's going to be mocked, but he's not going to be mocked. He's going to be very happy. Misham zacha Aharon la'idei hachoshen harasam al-haliv. That's that's this chos that Aaron had for the ornament of the choshen to be placed on his heart. Pasuk hazvat, v'dibarte elav, and you'll speak to him, v'samta asad v'rim b'thiv, and you'll place the words in his mouth. V'anochi ayah impicha, and I'll be with your mouth, impiva, and with his mouth. V'raisi eschem eser tazun, and I'll teach, I'll guide you what to do. Pasuk Tazayin, V'diber hu l'cha el ha'am, and he will speak to you for the people. V'haya hu yeh l'cha l'peh, and he'll be for you like a mouthpiece. V'ata t'yeh lo l'elkim, and you should be for him as like a guide. Rashi Pasuk Tazayin, V'diber hu l'cha, v'shvacha yidaber el ha'am. For your sake, he will speak to the nation. Zayochich akol lecha li lo lechem lehem. Anytime it says lechem or any possessive, hasmuchem adibur, that's next to the word dibur, shakul mashem al heim. So here, it's referring to he's speaking for him to the people. Yeh lechol apel lemelitz for the translator, l'fisha atakaveva, because you say you're hard of speaking. Le'elohim, le'rav, u'lasar, for a master and for a prince. Pasuk Yitzayin, the es hamateh hazeh, tikach bedach, and this staff you should take, asher tasevo, as osos, that's what you will make the osos with.